Yeah, I'm super excited about it. You know, it's a great program, and you know what Coach Bradley is, you know, doing here, and to be a part of it, I'm super excited about it, and you know, to get a chance to really show what I can do and help this team win and help this team, you know, be the best they can. And I'm excited about it.
So, yeah, would you ask about their feelings on whether to bring back MJD? Did they give you any sort of assurances that you are coming in here to be, you know, the number one
back? Yeah, we really just talked about, you know, my abilities and what I can do and, you know, what I can bring to the team. And, you know, that was the primary focus. And, you know, if Maurice does come back, you know, it's an opportunity for me to learn from one of the best. You know, he's been here, you know, a fixture here and, you know, one of the greats. So it'd be a chance to learn from him. And if he's not, you know, it'd be a chance for me to help lead and show what I can do. And, you know, it's going to be a tough act to follow, but, you know, I'm excited about it. And, you know, either way, I'm ready to embrace it and help this team win.
The offensive line has a lot of holes. Was that a concern? And did it help at all with them signing Beatles?
Yeah, you know, Beatles is a huge, you know, sign for us. And he's a great offensive lineman and, you know, excited to run behind him. As the day was going on yesterday, I was actually kind of starting to do more and more research and, you know, started watching clips of, you know, the Jaguars and, you know, some of the offensive line play on the website. And, you know, there's some good stuff and I got excited about it. And, you know, I think it's going to be a good run game and, you know, excited to be here and run behind those guys. Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a whole lot of stuff going on, you know, the last couple of days. When I first got drafted by the Vikings, I remember like, wait, what? Like, why? My phone's ringing. I was like, why? Rick Spielman? Why is he calling me? This is from the. It was Houston's pick. Like, I thought I was going to Houston. But over the last couple of years, you know, I've got a chance to learn from the best, you know, and watch how Adrian cares himself, how he prepares, and really helped me improve as a player. And going into free agency now, I felt like it was an opportunity for me to go out and show what I can do. And, you know, I felt like I've shown some flashes in my playing time that I've had, but haven't got to be, you know, a consistent everyday starter. And I'm excited about, you know, that opportunity and showing, you know, the world what I can do and helping this team, you know, be the best it can.
I think we only have 276 career carries. I mean, that's probably a positive.
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, as it was progressing, my agent was kind of, you know, saying, oh, it's the LaDainian Tomlinson, Michael Turner type of situation where, you know, he was behind him for so many years and then got his chance to come out and show the world what he can do. And, you know, that's kind of how I see it. You know, I've got the experience. You know, I've been in a lot of key situations in terms of third down, 2 minutes type of stuff. And, you know, showing what I can do in a limited capacity. But, you know, I feel like now it's a chance for me to shine, and I don't have that mileage on me. I'm a semi, whatever you want to say, quote-unquote, proven veteran without the mileage. And, you know, it's a chance for me to go out and, you know, be an experienced back and really show what I can do.
We kind of thought you said you could figure out what Vikings are calling you. Was it the first realization – 4 years, you've got to go on a team with AP. I'm never going to be able to play. How'd you deal with that emotionally?
Yeah, it was crazy because, I mean, we had, you know, when it was first going on, they said anywhere from late first to early second round, you know, draft kind of projection. And so my family's sitting there on day two of the draft and cell phones in the middle of the table. We have the ESPN camera, you know, sitting there. And it's Houston on the clock. And my agent all along was saying, you know, Houston's a team to – that's really interested in that I think you're going to go to. So the phone starts vibrating. My parents, everybody starts going crazy. He's going to Houston. They're hugging each other. And I answer, and it's like, this is Rick Spielman with the Minnesota Vikings. And I'm like, wait. And I'm like telling them, like, no, wait, calm down. It's not happening, you know. But he says, are you tired of waiting? And I said, yeah, I'm tired of waiting. He's like, all right, we just swapped picks. We're going to take you right now. And then so everybody's like, ah, he's going to Houston. I'm like, no, I'm going to Minnesota. And then also on TV it says, like, Vikings trade pick. And then, I mean, it was still ecstatic because, you know, it was dream come true. I was still playing the NFL, but then I'm like, wait a second. Adrian Peterson's there. Why in the world are they taking me? But then, you know, we stepped back and looked at it, you know, for what it was worth. And it was a great opportunity to, you know, compliment him, learn from him. And, you know, like you said a second ago, become a veteran with low mileage and, you know, get to free agency healthy and ready to go and to make an impact.
I would have been you then stepping in for Ben Tate instead of Aaron Foster when he got hurt.
Yeah, if it all would have worked out that way. Yeah, that's how it all would have been. The whole history of could have been different because of how that worked, and Ben Tate got hurt, and then Aaron got the job and blew it up, and, you know, the rest is history with Aaron being considered one of the best.
College workhorses, backs say they sometimes have trouble transitioning to a backup role because they need a lot of carries to stay sharp. How are you able to do that?
It was tough, you know, for sure. It's difficult. You know, for me, I'm not the, you know, 180, 200-pound scat back. You know, I'm a bigger downhill guy. And so I'm definitely a rhythm runner. And it's hard to, when I'm used to, like you said, being 15 to 25 carries in college, to get a carry in the first and then, you know, two carries in the fourth. It was hard for me to initially get a feel for the game. But as I understood the situations, you know, I just tried to make the most of it. You know, if it was to run out the clock before halftime, you know, get what I can, get down. If it's 4 minutes, don't fight for the extra yards. And, you know, ego-wise, it was tough because, like, this is my chance. I got to make a play. But at the same time, situationally, you know, I had a role. And, you know, I just embraced it. And if I got a chance in the middle game or a series or something in the game, you know, tried to make the most of it. And I feel like I did at times. And at other times, it was hard. You know, people say, oh, you had 2 carries for 3 yards. You know, what's going on? I'm like, well, I got stopped one time and I got 2 yards the next. It doesn't come out too well, you know. That's the tale of a running back. You know, you might get it, you know, 0, 2, 4, break a 10, and also at the end of the day, you're averaging 4 yards a carry. But when you get 2 carries and you get stuffed on one and 3 on the other, it doesn't look too good. But I think people who understand football and, you know, understand the situations and stuff like that in my role saw what value I could eventually have.
But you have reservations about coming here, and what other teams have been contacting you?
Throughout the day yesterday, was contact with the Niners and Coach Jim Harbaugh, who I played for in college, Cleveland Browns, and then here. And then, you know, I've heard nothing but great things about Jacksonville. You know, my buddy who was here, who I actually lived with in Minnesota before he came here, Alan Reisner, who's a tight end who got hurt last year here, you know, spoke highly and said, you know, there's no place like this. I'm telling you, there's something special going on here. And then I reached out to Chad Henney, who was also in my agency, and you know, he said, you know, trust me, there's something about this program, Coach Bradley, you know, there's something special that's going to happen. You know, the whole staff, you'll never be anywhere like this. And, you know, I felt like, you know, that was something I couldn't pass up, and it was an opportunity to come here to you know, be a starter, to show what I can do, carry the ball, and really, you know, help this team become the best it can be. And, you know, I felt like I could potentially come here and have an impact and help this program get to the next level.
Do you like what they're doing offensively with you? And then, you know, obviously bringing in, talking to maybe Emmanuel Sanders and then obviously Zane.
Yeah, you know, I think they're each and every day, you know, the thing with Coach Bradley said today in his little 10-minute spiel he gave us with the PowerPoint and stuff, you know, was to you know, constantly get better. You know, that's the thing. And, you know, I think, you know, by adding some of these guys, you know, they're getting better and we're getting better, and it's everybody's going to push each other to be better. And, you know, that's what we're excited about. And I think there's, you know, bright days ahead for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
How did your playing time during the game? Would Adrian come and go as he pleased before the game? Did you have a feeling, hey, I'll get this series then, this series there?
Occasionally, it'd be where going into the game, I'd have the second series of the game. But for the most part, it was primarily third downs, you know, picking up blitz and getting out on routes. And then if Adrian ever needed a blow, if he got banged up or got out of breath, which he never got out of breath ever.
Third down.
Yeah, so third down. And then it always seemed like if I did get in a drive and it was got going well, you know, it would if we got near the red zone, Adrian would come back in. So it was fun, you know. I had a role, I embraced it, and you know, tried to make the most of it, and I'm grateful for, you know, everything that Minnesota did for me and everything I learned out there.
Yeah, Minnesota primarily runs
You know, we did a little bit of everything, and, you know, talking with Coach Fish today, you know, it's a lot of similarities. And, you know, we haven't gone over extensively, you know, game planning or, you know, scheme by scheme, but in general, you know, it's a lot of similar stuff. You know, two back runs, single back runs, inside zone, gap scheme, which would be power and stuff like that, traps, you know, all stuff that, you know, as a runner you like to see and are excited about.
What's it like playing for Harbaugh? He's going to clear the balls to a reputation.
Harbaugh is awesome. You know, he came in my sophomore year after we went 1-11 and really turned, you know, Stanford around and got us on the map, and now they're a perennial top five team. He just, you know, he's passionate, he's intense, he loves football. And, you know, I don't like to make comparisons and, you know, stuff like that, but I see, you know, similar characteristics in Coach Bradley, you know, just how fired up he is, you know, when I see him, and the intensity, the passion. He loves football, super positive, and, you know, I think that's, you know, a true leader and a sign of a great coach. And, you know, I'm excited to be here and to work with him.
I know you haven't been around a lot of guys, a lot of coaches, but have you ever encountered anybody like Gus in terms of that positive energy and being all that stuff? You know, it's almost like, not in a bad way, but it's sort of like a high school coach type of feel.
I've never been anything like that. I mean, I was through two coaches in Minnesota, and then, you know, meeting Gus today, you know, unlike anything, everybody, like, I walked away, I was like, yes, I belong here. You know, this is what everybody said it was, and, you know, completely at ease and, you know, happy to be here. And going through his PowerPoint presentation, you know, it really is special. You know, I actually was going away, coming out, thinking about it, like, you know, what type of person am I? He talks about different characteristics of people. And, you know, how can I make people better, and the positive, and talking about prosperity, adversity, all this stuff he talked about in a quick 10 minutes. I was like, I wish I had a notebook to write some of this stuff down. You know, I was enlightened and fired up and extremely, extremely excited. Never met anybody like him. And I can see why, you know, everybody spoke so highly, and you can tell things are going to get going, and, you know, you're going to want to jump on this train. No, I didn't get that one yet.
Were you worried at all with the market for running backs? Were you concerned going into this process because of, you know, people saying that the position's getting devalued, and obviously there's a lot of accomplished backs that are still on the board?
Yeah, yes or no. I mean, there's, like you said, there's a lot of good backs that were out on the market, and, you know, it's definitely stressful. I was pacing all over the house yesterday as we're going back, talking on the phone, and I was a nervous wreck. I think, you know, over the years, I've shown my worth, and that I'm diverse, and that I could embrace, you know, multiple systems or multiple roles, whether it been a 1B back somewhere else, or a, you know, third down or short yardage, goal line, hybrid, or whatever. There's multiple teams, you know, on the onset. There's, you know, a good half dozen teams that were talking about, you know, different roles, but I could fit their system. And so that general broad interest, you know, at least I knew there was interest in me. And then as it got closer and closer, and Jacksonville, you know, came out and, you know, really came after me hard and said they wanted me. And, you know, there's always a comfort of, you know, being wanted. And, you know, I was grateful for that and happy to be here, and, you know, fortunate that, you know, I was one of the backs that they came after and the one they wanted. So I'm extremely happy and, you know, blessed and excited.